I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everybody. This is your favorite 90-day super fan, super fiancé, Kimberly. I'm here today to introduce you to something exciting and special and so Kimberly. Introducing Super Blossom Splash, a super fam Kimberly. By super fam Kimberly, tender cherry blossom, sensual white lily, and blushing violet petals blend with a hint of warm vanilla. This splash works well for hot summer days and it's perfect for dry skin. If you're thirsty, like me, hydrate and refresh hair in your skin and your body anytime, anywhere. Anyway, we recommend using this as a refresher after flying across the world for hours to meet the love of your life. For the first time, because you're a potential. This splash can be sprayed 108 times for max results in an airport bathroom, too. A little goes a long way, because it's only a 4-ounce bottle. All right, everybody. This has been Kimberly letting you know. Super Blossom Splash, get yours today.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90 day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
That was verbatim on her website.
I
sent you that last night.
You did send me that night.
And my jaw just dropped.
It was.
Now, Kimberly has her own body splash.
She does have her own body splash. And so where was that wording on her? Was it on her website?
On her website.
Oh, yes.
A sissy posted it in the sissy squad. And I went, what the fuck is this? And then later on, she posted, this is on the website. And I went, I need to see this for myself. And it is this long description, and it's definitely her writing it.
Y'all, I love a body splash. It brings me back to my Sunripe and Raspberry days at Bath and Body.
I think this might have replaced Sunripe and Raspberry.
I think so, too. Super Blossom Splash. Super Blossom Splash. Super Blossom Splash. Here's the deal. I went on to buy this because I'm like, well, of course I'm going to buy this.
Yeah.
I went to buy it this morning, the website. I even thought, I'm going to buy like 10 of these, and I'm going to give them away at our live show.
Yeah,
on
definitely.
The Doublet Tour, y'all. Come see us live. It's coming up. You might get a Super Blossom Splash. Anyway, I tried to buy it. Wouldn't work. First of all, then I it said, can I work? You're not checking. And I'm like, what? I'm not checking the box. And so then I did it again. Then it said server error. And I thought, well, sometimes cheap places won't take Amex because I was using my Amex. And sometimes they have a higher fee. So I was like, well, I'll use my Visa. Wouldn't take that. And then I realized my information probably got stolen now somewhere in Nigeria because the website's not working. I could not order Super Blossom Splash.
Maybe.
I tried many a time.
Maybe so many people wanted it that it shut down the site.
Maybe. Let me know. I want to order this shit, y'all. I love a good body
this
spray.
This is reality, guys.
Y'all, this
if
is
you're
happily
still
ever
listening
after.
And you don't know what's going on, if this is the first time you've listened to us, you probably turned us off.
Yes, this is Happily Ever After, season three, or season seven, episode three. Don't take me for granted. Actually, I don't know who says that. Maybe it's an Ed thing. I fast-forwarded.
So, every time I think about it, her doing a new body splash, I laugh.
I'm kind of here for it, honestly. And here's the deal, is that who knew that Kimberly and Usman were going to be the most entertaining couple on Happily Ever After that I'm looking forward to watching?
I did not know that, but it's definitely the most entertaining. I'm still grossed out by the fact that she gives him a t-shirt with her on it and she makes him wear a bracelet. It still feels like ownership to me. But
she – see, it doesn't to me, but
yeah,
she wears king and he wears queen.
But it says my king.
My king. I know, but that's like – that's the kind of way she talks. That's the way all of them
talk.
Won't
convince me that I still get gross about it.
I get it. I know what I've decided, though, that even in the description in that, I think that's hilarious that she wrote that. And I went, wait a minute. Is Kimberly getting this?
I think she's a fan of the show, like we've said
before.
Yeah,
because he's a super fan.
She's not just a super fan of him. She's a super fan of Night at Beyonce. I think she's getting it. It's still this her when she says, I always win. I always win. I will always win against you. It's gross to me. And it's the only thing that takes the joy away from me.
I get it, but maybe I just am immune to so much matte sharp stuff. But I like she doesn't bother me anymore. I'm happy and entertained to see her and I'm here for it.
We will still never meet her.
No, that's fine. But I'm just saying, like, I think she's fun. Like when she, because I just, it was just so, again, I'm kind of shocked. I'm saying how fun it is to watch her.
She will make you eat your words by the end of the season.
She will.
I guarantee you.
I know
you.
She will. But even I was just talking about this, y'all. I was, Kim's a little sick. So I guessed it on Cray Cray, Now Today Cray Cray with Kyle. And he's like, yeah, I had problems with a lot of this first. He said, but I was so happy. We both could not believe how happy we were to see them. Like,
no, I think
fucking
it's
ride go-karts and
I
be
think
stupid.
It's really funny.
It's
I think
shocking.
It's really funny.
And that was a talk, too, of like, so far, I'm just still a little thrown by this season of Happily Ever After. It's not what I expected.
It's the best Happily Ever After, at least in 2 years.
At least. At least.
Because yeah. 5 and 6 were awful.
Not good.
Legendarily so.
Not legendarily.
Legendarily.
If you're watching the intimate.
Legendary.
If you're watching the Intimate Portrait, we're just rubbing our legs right now.
I'm rubbing your boobs.
Kicking. Yeah. We're just rubbing our legs on you like crickets.
We're both crazy today. Why are you crazy?
I don't know. I think I'm happy the sun's out.
I that's true.
It's been cloudy.
Are you sure it's not your ridiculous style on your eye that's waving at me?
I don't think so. It's better now. I bet you barely can see. It, but it bothers Poodle.
He had to wear an eye patch for the
not because my eye was so bad, because I had to wear an eye patch because I love him, but he would not be able to focus.
If you look at it close enough, you can see its heart beating.
He can't. He
so,
will.
It's
meanwhile,
so large.
He'll have a pimple. He'll have a hickey. He'll have his nipple hanging off because someone almost bit it, and I just say a word.
Those are marks of love.
Yeah,
those are passion.
I don't think so. Bruise marks in the shape of a hand.
Not bacterial.
Don't want to see that.
Not bacterial infections.
Well, you know. So Again, y'all, 22 is, as I've said, 2022 is just a lazy Susan of shit sandwiches. That's from my one of my favorite reality shows, Sweet Home Oklahoma, and Pumpers would say that. I'm just
Pumps.
Eating them.
Pumps.
Well, her name's Pumps, but y'all, her nickname's Pumpers. We call her Pumps.
Oh, we call
I
her.
I love them. I think her and Jennifer are starting a podcast. And
good.
I mentioned them, and I said,
you know who else started a podcast?
I will help you.
Molly and Cynthia, y'all.
That was a good segue, y'all.
Whenever I do something, you almost like give me a treat like a dog. Good boy.
Wait, what's good?
Molly and Cynthia, it's called Stinky and Hooch.
Stinky and Hooch.
Stinky and Hooch.
Because I guess that's her nicknames for
yes,
each other,
those
right?
are nicknames.
Anyway, y'all, it's a fun, sex positive
I think,
whirlwind.
I think the first episode's coming out soon.
In like a week.
Yeah.
They're showing stuff on their
but
Instagram.
But we are, we're definitely going to do a collab with them.
For sure.
For sure. So look
we
for
love
that.
Them.
I think they're gonna talk about definitely sex positivity, talk about bras and just their friendship, I think.
Yeah.
So should be fun.
I don't know why anybody from 90 Day Fiancé hasn't started a podcast yet. Or maybe they have and they just none of them got popular.
I think people have. Tania has one. Sorry, Tanya.
Tanya.
I don't think any of them are very popular. To that degree, but
yeah,
I think it's also the most important thing about podcasting, you guys, is consistency. And I think
you got to do it over and over.
And I think that they don't really want to do that because they get distracted by the next shiny object.
That's the truth.
Oh, it's pretty. It's pretty on the floor.
It's pretty on the floor. Yeah, I can't imagine if someone like Natalie made a podcast.
Can you imagine? Hello.
Hello.
I am Natalie, and today we're talking about what the name of my child would be.
Yes. I'm waiting for American man to give me a child.
What a thing to say on the first date. I want a child.
I want a child. Oh, y'all, that's the announcement, too. Single Life coming this week.
Yes.
Yes, that's
the 12th. That's it. The 12th.
Yes, it's coming out this week.
And
tomorrow.
we are putting it on the free feed. However, we are going to give it to you a day early if you're on the Patreon.
Yes, so we are going to give it. Thank you. This is what we were going to talk. We kept sitting
that's
here y'all
what it
for
was.
5 minutes going. What were
so,
we going to talk about?
Single Life season 3 coming with the cast of a rogues gallery really of Nuttallee, Mother Debbie, Caesar.
So the Patreon's going to get it a day early, 24, and then it'll go on the free feed. And we don't want to say anything because we realize you bitches will hold us to it. We're trying to do things a little earlier in the week of putting stuff out earlier, including this podcast of 90 Day. Don't hold us to it.
It's hard to get things out the day of a lot of times.
But we're trying
to
do that more because everything comes out on Sunday and Monday, and we realize you fucking thirsty dick pigs are going, where's 90 Day UK?
Yeah. Our week is very front-loaded.
We're like, it's just that Matt Sharp gives us 7 other shows.
It's as front-loaded as a twink orgy.
They are always front-loaded. There's
all
always
the good stuff is that you don't need to stay long.
Oh, no. And then there's that guy who can't come, who's just sitting there just mugging it at the end. We're just waiting. Meanwhile, it looks like a Twinkie exploded everywhere.
And when he does come, it is such a production of
we just lost people.
If you've been with someone like that, and I'm just like, okay, Danielle from Sister Wives. Okay, Big Wife.
I have not, thankfully. I don't think I've ever had a big nut production.
Oh, this one, I've been with people who had like 3-act plays. It takes a long time. And I will say the production values are quite spectacular. However, it's almost like at the end, there's usually fireworks do go off because jizz goes all over the sky.
So our next announcement.
And I must say, I do enjoy the performance usually.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
It just takes too long.
Well, then they're performing because they have an audience.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, do it.
All right. So our next announcement, speaking of something that's not going to have high production values.
I need to have sex.
You really do.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Y'all, let's talk
at least
about
a week.
The Doublet Tour. Y'all can come see us. We're coming to New York, Chicago. Well, Chicago first. We booked all of our travel and
Chicago.
Everything.
Chicago, Atlanta. Chicago.
It's for Chicago to Atlanta?
No, Chicago's first. That was a one. Yeah, Chicago we go first. Back home.
And then we go to New York, right?
No, Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Atlanta.
Doesn't matter what order.
Chicago, Atlanta, New York, D.C., Tampa.
Tamps. Tamps. Two nights in Tamps, y'all. And remember, different hoes. No.
Same hoes, different shows.
Yes, yeah, same hoes, different shows.
So if you
want
to come both nights, you're more than welcome to.
Saturday's going to be your birthday extravaganza.
Gaza.
Your extravaganza.
It's I make the rules, which means there are no rules. And you all need to bring a safe word that night.
And probably wear a poncho so you don't get wet. It's going to be like a Gallagher show.
but sexual.
But not watermelons. Not watermelons.
But bring your husbands and your boyfriends. But be prepared to leave them.
Be prepared, yeah. So anyway, we're excited. It's all booked. We're on the road.
We're actually coming.
Yes, it's actually, yes. Anything else? We talked about
that.
Oh,
yes, I have it. You're on Cray Cray.
Yeah.
Y'all, another thing that for big next week, God damn it, they're fucking us with September. I'm telling you. October's going to be even crazier.
They are.
September 16th. Love is Blind After the Altar.
Oh, yeah. Got a ton
that
of time.
That will be on our $5 Patreon. The first episode will be free. If you miss those disgusting trash heaps from season two.
Oh, yes.
Although I say I do miss Natalie. I kind of miss Mallory because I loved watching her make the decisions she did.
She annoyed me more than she annoyed you.
Yeah, that's true.
I miss Natalie and that's it.
Shayna, I did watch, and Coked Up Shane, and the now no longer together, Iana and Jared.
None of them are together. I don't like any of them, but I'm excited to check back in.
Me too.
Because they're all just garbage.
They're messy.
All they're messy.
Them. Yeah.
So I hope Natalie had her moment.
Yeah.
She had clarity. And
I think she was on Iana's podcast. Which I said I could not watch because of her co-host was so annoying.
You did say
I had to go on Reddit and read the bullet points because 5 minutes in, I'm like, I cannot handle you.
I get that. Yeah. And they're going to do. And then
people probably do that for us.
As you know, when After the Altar comes out, usually a season of Love is Blind is not far behind.
Yeah. They haven't announced the date.
But it is coming this fall.
I am told by the PR people, their announcement's coming very, very soon, and it will be this fall. My bet is the third week in October.
I think so, too.
If it's the second week in October, you might as well just bury me. Because that's when we're on tour and we're going to be fucked.
I don't know why, but I thought it's October 21st. I thought I read that. But I'm thinking about something else, I think.
It's something else. It was speculated that that's when it would be.
Oh, okay.
But they haven't announced it yet. I don't know if that was a. They normally drop things on Fridays. So, but yeah, new cast in Dallas.
Big D.
In the Big D.
Big D.
I wonder if any of them will have Big D's. We'll tune in to see.
We'll have to see. Any yammy yammies? Any African ingredients? Any
power bike? Don't really get that one. Power bike.
Just keeps going.
I get
sick.
You know,
like those electric bikes with the motors? They go really fast, and they're quite girthy for an electric bike.
Girthy?
They're thick. They're all like the metals always stick on them.
I actually am grossed out every time they talk about their sex life.
Oh, like, I don't mind at all.
It's just so gross.
It's cringe, but I like cringe more than you. Well, it depends on a cringe. We have different, we both have our different.
Yeah.
Let's jump into all to Kimberly and Usman. And if you get that super blossom bloody splash, let me know. I want to buy some.
I'm not going to be able to hear you say
Kimberly,
that.
Kimberly, I want to fucking buy this shit.
We could sell it at the show.
We can't resell some. That could be illegal. We're not selling her body.
That could be my first criminal act.
No, no, no. We will give
you
it away.
You told me I was a criminal yesterday.
No, I was planning on giving it to women's husbands or women whenever you fucked their husband as a consolidation gift.
That's a probably good idea.
I was going to need at least 10 just for tamps.
Consolation gift. You said yes. Consolidation.
Yes.
Because I consolated with the
husband.
Yeah,
you consolidated.
So you get this consolation gift. Let's jump in here.
We need to move on.
There was so much.
How long have we talked? I don't even know.
There was
too long?
Probably.
Okay, good.
There was so much madness in this first scene. Or this segment, their segments.
It was a lot.
I'm kind of at a loss for words. So she is on the way to Nigeria and meeting the Fam Bam.
Fam, if I don't get their blessing, I will not date again.
No.
I'm fierce. I will not date again.
Now, this is...
I swear.
She sets this up in a very healthy binary. Either I get engaged or I'm heartbroken. Devastated, and I'll never date again. I swear. I will never date again.
Swear never to be again.
And like, you guys, this is why it's perfect for 90 Day. Because she has the most unrealistic expectations. She really is the perfect person
to
go on the show.
And everything is a binary for her.
Yeah. Oh.
You win, you lose. Yeah.
I win. I always win.
So that's... Yeah, that's how she sees life.
So, y'all, Jamal's taking her to the airport. Every time he's interviewed, I keep thinking, how do her features look so good on him?
He's gorgeous.
And he's so attractive.
He's really, really beautiful. I love that they're in the car, and she's like, wait a minute. Have you not even listened to his music? Oh, I'm such a fan.
I screamed.
I'm such a fan. It's so bad.
Like, she just thought of it. She's like, wait a minute. Did you not hear? And she's like, and she's like, it's so good. I mean, it's just so good. And so it's playing it.
That's my boyfriend. That's my boyfriend. I'm not a potential. I'm a girlfriend. That's my boyfriend. She's dancing.
She goes to 14 years old.
She does. What do you think of Usman's music? I like it better, I would say, than Gideon.
I must say, much better. Beanie's is...
I'm comparing them because I'm trying to think, do we have any other music stars? Not yet. Maybe Libby. I'm trying to think. I don't think we have... Those are the only two music stars for 90 Day.
Don't forget Black Serbs.
Oh!
Although, I will say, some of their music I got used to, and it does wind up on my Spotify.
Black Serbs?
Yes. I think
I would rank Usman... Black Serbs, Binium.
The Binny stuff is kind of decent production. There's not a lot of imagination in it.
Yeah, it feels very predictable. And I have to say, Usman's stuff does kind of...
The vocals kind of get you... It's...
Yeah.
They're kind of good. Sometimes some of the things he says are repetitive.
Yeah,
but Zara has ended up on my morning playlist more than once.
You like that song.
I do. I do like Zara.
So
you got me twisted.
Even Jamal is listening to it. He was like, all right, it's pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Why did you make Jamal gay? In our dreams.
He's not gay. I will say, though, the way he talks, he's that new, like what young men are doing now where they're just so comfortable with themselves.
Yeah.
That they don't have to be like uber masculine.
No, I agree
with
you.
And it completely confuses my brain still. I'm not, my old gay brain goes, makes me think I have a chance. Y'all, there's no chance.
There's no chance.
There's none.
Especially with that tumor on your eye.
You don't even notice it. They can't even see it.
It's waving at me. It's like, hey there, boy.
Y'all, I'm podcasting with a 5-year-old. A horny 5-year-old.
That's
which
truth.
Is the worst.
So I liked it when she's like, I want you to have your own thing. And he's like, how about we not have a thing?
Yeah, how about not? When she said that, I went, Kimberly,
why?
No, they don't need to have their own thing. Like, again, like you said, unrealistic. And I think that's not fake. I think she generally thinks like, oh, it'd be so cool if Jamal and Usman hang out. Like,
It's her.
What the fuck is Jamal gonna say to Usman?
Nothing. Her greatest superpower for the show is her level of delusion.
Like, seriously, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about this. Take a breath. I'm not going to make you close your eyes, but what do you imagine that Jamal and Usman would talk about?
Hey, man. Do they play soccer in your country?
Just sports.
Actually, we do.
We do.
My mom's nice, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's it.
There's nothing.
I don't know what they could talk about.
I guess they could.
Maybe music. Maybe they would talk about like what Rihanna. I don't know.
I mean, he's not a musician though. Jamal's not.
But he's, you know, a young person.
He's young.
Yeah. I don't know what his passion is. I'd like to know. I'd like to help him find out.
Ooh, I could show him a good passionate time.
Oh, yeah. I'll take his Superbody Flash.
I could be a potential.
I'll take some Jamal Superbody Flash with cedarwood, vanilla, and cock.
Anyway, y'all, he does also say, I want her to be happy, but I also want her to be smart. And so this is also someone who has an extreme amount of emotional intelligence.
A lot.
That Kimberly lacks.
Well, I think a lot of that's happened because he says, because she always jumps head over heels for a guy and gets her heart broken. She moves fast and she gets hurt.
So she's crying at the airport, of course. And I wrote down how exhausting it must be to be Kim's child.
I think that it's a lot of, I think she's very, it's a lot of dramatics.
And when these things happen, he has to pick up the pieces.
I mean, it makes sense why Jamal seems so kind of calm and centered when you wouldn't think this. But if you're around you and then Mother Poodle at the same time, you see that you are much calmer.
Oh, I am.
But like your brother really is super calm.
He is very much
so. And I will
so.
Say that. My brother's actually more dramatic, and I actually think that probably I think I'm probably the more, because my mom and my brother can get dramatic.
They spin out.
Yeah, so it makes sense. Jamal's had to deal with this a lot his whole life.
So, y'all, it's 25 hours.
And Sally doesn't give a fuck. Sally's just like, fuck. Anyway.
It's, can you, 25 hours?
That's a lot of flying.
Anyway, Usman, y'all,
could
is
could get
just,
a lot of points, though. Oh, I'm so close to Delta Diamond.
You're old. When you start
y'all,
thinking
I'm
about
very
that.
Concerned about. I've had to fly so much for my dad and our stuff. I'm this close.
So he's showering. When I come to meet Kimberly, I have to be clean, 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 clean.
How much, do you think he stares at himself in the mirror and just makes faces and talks about how good
every
he
day?
Is? But I think
King Africa.
I think hours at least.
Yeah. The interesting thing is, you never hate him because he has such. There's something about him that it's hard to hate.
I feel that way about both of them. There's something about Kimberly and Usman that, even though both of their hate behavior is really fucking shitty, especially to each other. I just enjoy watching this show.
I guess. I think he is. I don't think she has enough self-awareness to know. I think he does.
I think he has way more than her.
She doesn't have enough self-awareness to know that this is a joke for him.
No, it
and,
doesn't.
And that's kind of where, you know, I talk about the cringe potential where I have no problem watching if I feel like no one, if everyone's safe, she's not safe.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be horribly, horribly hurt. And will it be her fault? It will be, but she's still going to be horribly hurt.
Oh, it's TOA, yeah.
So that's kind of where I am. So he says, he's like, I don't know if I'm going to kiss her if there are a lot of people around.
Because he can get not uncomfortable, I guess, with that.
Well, and it's just that in a Western, it's what's interesting about a lot of these relationships, and I'm going to bring this up when I talk about Angela and Michael as well, but this like an idea of Western relationships where you have to be together forever and your love is so great. And it's interesting, she's accepting the second wife idea, but only in a way that makes her first wife so she can control everything.
Yeah.
And so she's not being open-minded, you guys, and being so cool about it.
No.
She's only doing it because she has to, and she understands his culture means, because I've read the Muslim texts.
She hasn't. Well, and she's taking the crumbs.
She's taking the crumbs.
That's where it's her choice, but I also feel it does make me, I think that's why I don't actually have, when she treats him shitty, it doesn't bother me because Usman is also giving her the bare minimum of someone who feels like shit. He knows that she feels like shit about herself.
Yeah.
And he takes advantage of that.
Yeah.
I think. Again, they're both horrible to each other, and I love watching it.
I agree. He says, I liked it when he's on his way there. He's like, so she's okay with the second wife plans, and my mother, she wants me to have a child. So, yeah, I'm going to do that. Maybe have one or two.
But the most important thing in a relationship is that man and woman have sex.
A lot of sex.
Must have sex. What do you think about his license plate?
I didn't see it. I must have been writing.
Oh, it literally says Soulja Boy on his own license plate.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
I mean, would you get a license plate that just said bitch?
Yes! Bitch on wheels.
Bitch.
Done. I know what my next license plate is going to be. Or just hole.
Wow. With a bunch of L's. So like five, just hole. Wow.
Hole.
Wow.
So she is, and y'all, he's got these two stuffed animals for her. I believe one was a penguin. I can't remember what the other one was.
And then it was like a bear.
Yeah, something like that. And of course, she is wearing his face on a t-shirt.
What is he wearing on his mask?
I did not see it.
Because I think he's wearing something with her on his mask.
Was he?
I couldn't tell.
I don't think he's wearing things with her on them until she gives it to him.
That would make more sense.
Yeah.
That's why I thought, is he really? Did he actually make the effort to, maybe she sent him a mask?
Maybe. I don't know.
But yes, y'all, she is wearing his face. Remember.
A la Ziad and Rebecca.
But whereas she wears a shirt every day that has something about him on it.
Either his USB.
The USB.
Yeah.
Every day. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
So, y'all, he kisses her and hugs her.
I get a hug and a kiss. And again, that just
sounds like Yogi Bear, the way
she said it. The way she said it, I'm just like, that's just so sad that, like, that's a moment for you. When that's
it
something
is.
That's just a normal thing in a relationship that anyone yeah. should get.
So, but she keeps saying, we're going to have some serious talks. Because
you know, I'm shaking. I'm shaking. Look at me. I'm shaking. But I'm happy because I'm going to get the yummy tonight.
And that's the other part. It's just so sex obsessed too.
I was talking about this with Kyle. I don't know if it's just her though. I feel like, and I'm just going to be honest. I don't think they listen to us. They never email us back. So who knows? But have we influenced 90 Day Fiancé? Because think about it. We've gone from Love in Paradise of talking about who's going to bottom.
Yeah.
As well as describing someone's dick as a baby arm.
Yes.
When we're talking about Johan.
There was another picture earlier of like him and him shorts. And you could actually see these huge balls and this pendulous mound.
Of Johan?
Yes.
Wow.
There was also a very suspicious Tinder profile of him saying that he might be bisexual.
Whoa.
I did not expect this.
I did not expect this. Whoa. I could see it, actually.
Me too. He's, yeah.
I could see her being fine with that, though.
He's quite an enterprising lad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to do whatever he needs to do to get to America,
y'all.
But so we have this, and now we have this, and I'm like, have we talked about dick so much on this show? Have we infiltrated, seeped into 90 Day Fiancé,
possibly,
and now we've made them dick positive?
We'd all need to be more dick positive.
We all need to be more dick positive. But think about it. Have we ever, in the span of the last 6 months, have you ever heard so much dick talk on your television?
No. I think it's changing with the world, though.
Maybe. Maybe we're ahead of the time.
No, we're behind the times.
We're behind. Okay. Just make sure of that.
Definitely. So they get to...
Well, you're going
to
shake tonight, Kimberly. You're going to shake tonight, Kimberly.
They get to the hotel, and he orders samosas and cowtail.
Yes.
A dinner of kings and queens. And he's like, can you believe it? There's not even a question whether they're in the same room or not.
No, and yeah, we're standing again. Bear scraps.
He actually wants to have sex with me.
Dog scraps, what she's taking. But then I still look, even though he treats her shitty as well, I wrote in the middle, when you see like the hotel room and she gives him the shirt and he's like, oh my God, he gets excited about it. And I went, wait a second. Usman is a better boyfriend than Bilal. What the fuck?
That's true.
He's a better partner. He's a con, and he's still a better partner than Bilal.
And you're not. You don't feel consistently shamed.
Yes, he actually treats you with more respect than Bilal.
I was sick to my stomach in that scene.
Oh.
I have rarely seen a human treat another person with such absolute just. Emotional neglect.
I actually think I might personally message Shida, but I feel like Bilal just reads her messages. This gives me Nikki and Mark vibes, y'all. And I went back to old school 90 Day. How do we save Nikki? How do we save Shida?
It's bad. It's really bad. And you start to see her bargaining all the time.
Save it. We got to save it for them.
Sorry. I hate it when you say save it. I want to hit you. I want to kill you. I'm trying to kill you with my brain. Oh, God. I wish I had that power to murder people with my brain.
And I just go like Nicole and go.
Yes. Ugh. Oh, it's going to be my own personal version of Scanners. And then I'll teach all of you to do it.
By the way, everybody. This fucking season of Happily Ever After that we're talking about on our class list, on our $5 tier, y'all, that season is so goddamn good.
It's really good.
It's, we just had, Pow is meeting her. We just watched the episode where basically Russ, all of her family just comes for Russ, and then Pow immediately makes it all about her.
And basically, she turns it around her family and says, I had a miscarriage. And the family's like,
And we couldn't afford to come. I've been going. And even though she's completely abandoned them after 4 years and treated them like dog shit.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good. It's good times.
Good times.
And Nicole is seeing a lawyer who looks like the Empress from Neverending Story grown up.
She does!
And it's something. And also, she's treating her father. She's like smirking at her father when they're out in the swamp of confessions, which they always go to.
It's like evil villain Nicole. Like she puts on her villain face. She goes, mm-hmm. And then she calls Azin saying that they need to get married over there. And you see him literally go, oh, and like a bottle of poppers drops from his ass. And he goes, guys, shut up.
Boop, boop. Rolls on the floor.
It's so good, y'all. So good.
So they are. She gives him his bracelet. Her king. His queen.
His queen.
And she's like, people think I'm a sugar mama. I love to give presents. That's what I do.
Kimberly always gonna give me the presents. He says, if you give me a big thing, I will not take it. If you give me, because I guess maybe people came from him on social media about the PS5.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, I will not take it.
And then he's like, well, it depends on how good the Yammy is.
Yeah, exactly.
He's talking about that. And then they talk about their nicknames. Yammy.
Fertilizer.
That's what they called me in college. Actually, that's what they called the guy who was plugging me.
Yeah, they called you Baron. There goes Baron. There goes
punch, actually, boys.
There goes Dusty Field. That was
my
butt.
Asshole.
Yeah, you just go. fertilizer, but who are you going to fertilize? Because not her.
No, ain't nothing going on.
So Yammy, it was Power Bike. Yes.
Power Bike.
Power Bike.
African ingredient.
And the Guzman.
And at one point, he just jumps on her.
Yeah, and they kind of. I asked this to Kyle on Cray Cray, and I realized, and he kind of didn't have an answer, and honestly got sick to his stomach. I don't think he wanted to think about it. But you, I have more power over because I know where you live, and you know I'll keep bugging you. So I need you to answer this. If he has a nickname for his yammy now.
Oh, no.
When he was getting raw dogged the American way. Because I gave him that USA vulva. What did Usman call his member?
Oh, if this is the yammy.
Because you know for each woman, he probably has a different nickname. Because you know that she, it's not on the, but you, because they don't talk about BGL, baby girl Lisa, but you know she's asked him, did you call it a yammy with her?
Probably. I'm sure.
Did you call it a yammy with her?
Yes.
I'm not going to call it a yammy
now.
She
can't handle anything with another person.
So who? And honestly, I'm not that, but if somebody said, yeah, I call my dick Rambo, and I'm like, did you call your dick Rambo when you fucked that other guy? Yeah. Well, then you need to think of a new name.
I don't think I would care if they used the same name.
I don't want somebody to have a name for their dick. But what do you think was a name that he called his dick when he was a baby girl?
Turkey leg.
I did not expect that.
Turkey leg. Yep, just right there.
Because when she fucked her, she would gobble and go. America,
no, it's got a huge, huge part at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And at the head of it is, and then it just tapers.
Okay,
turkey leg.
All right,
that's where I'm seeing.
On that note, we're gonna take a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat
roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
I didn't get the yummy last night. Did not.
Oh.
They both fell asleep, though.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a fight. No African ambassador.
So there, she said, I know we're doing fun stuff, but we need to talk about serious things too, like the new wife. He's like, but let's go ride go-karts.
Another time. I do love riding go-karts.
I do too.
It's fun.
For some reason, watching Kim Bali ride a golf, a go-kart like that made me laugh like a fool. I was just like, I was just laughing my head off.
There, I'm telling you, the fun. I was surprised that she said she jumped out of a plane like 72 times.
I forgot she was in the military.
Yeah.
She's had several lives.
She really has.
And I think the last job she had, someone told us, she was the manager at a Mimi's Cafe.
Was she really?
Yes.
Really?
I
lots of lives.
The thing is, props to you for changing careers, being in the military, doing everything you have in your life. Seems like her life has not been easy.
You know? I don't think it has.
She's still an intolerable person for me.
Many lives, and but with your super
she's
body
very
splash.
Funny.
Super body splash will spell like body whatever splash. Life you want.
And then she wins, of course. And she's like, I win, I win, I always win, I always win.
Yes, and she also screamed when she said, now I'm a potential fiancé. Because we actually said that, but she had never said it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it made me laugh.
She understands branding.
She does. Spray this 108 times in the bathroom. That was a Darcy joke.
It was. In an airplane bathroom.
Yes.
An airport bathroom, yeah. So, it's more second wife talk later on when they're having a little bit of lunch.
Can you believe we're having this? I am here for this. I just can't believe we're getting this.
No.
It's so, y'all, it literally is like... It feels like, you know, when you're not going to feel this way because you weirdly sympathize for the coyote that wants to eat the roadrunner. But if you don't think
I do, he got a raw deal.
But it does feel like when the roadrunner has like, he's like, you
that
know,
roadrunner is shitty.
That coyote set up like a whole thing of dynamite and didn't realize he went in the wrong door. So I don't remember the cartoon, but just when he gets his. Justin, that's what I feel. Let's Tom and Jerry. Maybe that. Whenever
no!
Jerry set a
Jerry,
trap for Tom.
Jerry was garbage.
You really had a weird childhood.
No, the problem is no one ever.
Tom was trying to eat him.
No one ever really outsmarted anybody. Wile E. Coyote outsmarted the Roadrunner. However, it was always to chance that the Roadrunner got away. Pure chance.
What about Tom and Jerry?
I wanted Tom kind of got what he deserved, but it was kind of humiliating what Jerry did to him. Consistently. It was actually humiliating. And that character deserved better. Sorry, I root for the underdog.
Or villain.
Maybe. I don't see them as villains. I see them as consistent enemies who are trying to come to some detente about how to get through life. And they're natural predators.
Oh, God.
Just like the coyote.
I don't know. I brought this up.
I always hated when someone's chasing someone and they always got away. Kind of like I wish Bugs Bunny, even though I love Bugs Bunny... Bugs Bunny should have been held accountable once or twice.
We have got to move on. I did not know I was going to open this up. I don't even remember what I... Oh, I remember...
Arrogance.
I was just going to say, but don't you love that this is going to completely blow up in their faces?
Awful.
And that they think this is going to... I'm just so excited to watch this dynamite explode.
Anyway, the second wife, she's like, I think she's going to be a different city than me. And he's like, she can stay in Sokoto. She can stay anywhere she wants. She's like, but not in the same city, Lyman.
Not the same. So Kyle asked, we were both confused. And maybe you saw it. We don't know the answer.
Is this whole thing going to be an after show for your show with Kyle?
No, but no, I was hoping you saw it. We didn't know. Wait a minute. Is she going to move to Nigeria now or not? Because it almost like talks
no,
like that. It
no,
was not clear to us.
She is going to, from what I understand,
uh-huh.
She's going to stay part of the time in San Diego. And then visit him in Nigeria.
Okay. But almost like I guess she thinks live part-time.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if you live there all the time, I can see maybe why you want to live in another town.
We're putting a lot more thought into this than they have.
That's fair.
So
because it's just like if you're in the U.S., Why does it matter what fucking town?
Well, it matters because she's trying to assert her dominance.
And
she's,
it's not going to happen.
It matters because she's trying to control all these things of this. She's like, because I'm the first wife. I'm the first wife. And she is the worst person to have first wife energy because she'll be awful about it. She will.
Oh, the worst.
She will say horrible things about this woman.
When she said, I am not a sister wife. How much did you scream?
I'm like, you sure aren't.
But you know she watches that show because she loves everything TLC because she's a super fan.
She does know, she does Sister Wives.
Oh, I know she watches it.
Which
that
is premiering today.
It is, yes.
I'm not going to have time to watch it tonight. I'm going to have to watch it later on this week. But because
you're front loaded. You're front loaded like a twink.
Front loaded.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of like, look, my feeling is
I don't want to see her.
I don't think. If you're going to agree to his custom, yes, you kind of maybe. Yes, I guess you get input, but it's his custom. They're like, it's kind of their rules.
Yeah,
I feel like
I'm gonna bleach his dick every time he comes back to me. Well, the thing is, no, but she's. You can't reason with her.
No, you can't.
This is her allowing what she thinks. She's like, look how much compromise I'm doing, and because she micromanages everything in her life, and this is going to blow up. She's going to throw a couple more drinks in his face and his friend's face.
Yep.
This will implode like everything that she's ever had, relationship she's ever had in her life, because she's either chosen people that were not available to her,
mm-hmm.
And then she's tried to basically drive them crazy by managing everything. And
do you think they'll end up getting married? Because a part of
if the TV gods are smiling upon us, yes.
Oh, I hope so. The only because it's very, it's interesting. There is not.
I think it'll explode before that.
There's a little bit of like an Angela and Michael corollary. I feel like you could make in that, but where Angela does have more self respect for herself than I think Kimberly has sometimes.
Yes,
and so that's why I think they could get married because. Kimberly is one of those persons that says, I do not put up with bullshit. But then she ends up putting up with the bullshit because she doesn't have a self-worth thing going on.
Angela commits more to what she wants.
Yeah.
And
because she feels like she deserves more.
Yeah.
Even though she... But yeah, I think it could happen. I really hope so. I am all for now that Pedro and Chantel are like divorcing and we don't know what's going to happen with the family Chantel.
Yeah, I don't know
that.
What's going to happen with that.
I am all for the family Usman. It's basically 90-day sister wives, and it's just them living.
Let me tell
Usman
you.
And like four wives. I'm fucking here for that show.
I will tell you now, you can hope for that. That will never happen. She will never allow him to have a second wife.
I don't think so either.
In realism, when she knows he's with another woman, it will drive her so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
She won't allow it to happen.
I don't think she can either. But if it happens, I'm here for that spinoff.
She will be destroyed with jealousy.
Oh, for sure.
It will not happen. That's all I've got about them. That was most of the episode.
They were most of the episode. Shall we move on?
Not before we get to an event. Another installment.
I was hoping you forgot.
We're going to the Great White Way. It's Poodle's Broadway Corner.
I thought you were going to write a theme song for that.
Not yet.
Just waiting. Maybe with our musical episode.
Yeah. Okay. Big week this week. Know that a couple of things. I want to start first, just two stories. The Lea Michele made her debut as Fanny Bryce in Funny Girl.
Mm-hmm.
To six standing ovations or something like that. I will say I did listen to Parade, and I expected it to be just like Barbara's. I really did. It's not. It's hers.
Oh, good for
and
her.
And so there was a little couple Lea Michele-isms that were there, but she sang the shit out of it. Have I heard it sung better? I don't know. I think I have, but you could, what you heard in her voice when she was singing it, that she was so excited to be doing it.
Yeah.
And she was in love with what she was doing. And there were, and Jonathan Groff was there. A lot of celebrities were there watching her, watching her do her thing. But people seem to have said it was great. Unfortunately, she's got COVID right now. That's the big deal. She's missing 10 performances. And somewhere, Beanie Feldstein is putting another pin in her Lea Michele voodoo doll.
Yeah, she is. She just put the COVID one.
She just stabbed her.
You know what? Good for her, though, because everybody's getting COVID on Broadway. So yeah. She got it now. And then it'll be done. She'll be able to do the rest of her run for a few months.
Yeah. And the big news I want to talk about, though, is then this is also reality TV show related. Well, turns out Mrs. Brooks Marks, Meredith Marks' son from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Wait, how's this Broadway corner?
Let me finish, Pedro. Mrs. Brooks Marks. Miss Brooks Marks, if you're nasty.
Mm-hmm.
It's clothing designer to...
You know,
the stars.
I think Ben from Crappin said actually the sweatpants are really comfortable,
but they're so expensive.
Yeah, he said they are comfortable though.
So, was at the concert of Jessica Vosk, who is an amazing. She was Elphaba and Wicked a couple years back. She's one of my favorite Elphabas. She sounds, the voice is unbelievable. Brooks Marks was at this concert, and during the concert, he did an Instagram live. While she was singing, and they asked him about his skincare, and she reposted his live and says, "Hey, boo, maybe don't do this while I'm singing. We don't like this. I don't give a shit what your skincare is, but thanks for telling me."
Wait a minute. What kind of concert was it? Was it like a concert outside?
No, this was a concert indoors. Where she,
like in an auditorium?
Money. Yes. Now,
civility is dead.
Now, first of all, we know
dead.
We know how terrible it is, but to do an Instagram live, if that is only so insulting.
Patti LuPone was there.
Oh!
Wow.
Who are you, little queerling?
What a garbage person to do that.
If you are a Brooks Marks fan, I'm sure there are some out there.
I mean, I
don't know
any.
I wasn't
not a fan.
Oh, he's insufferable.
I just thought he was, but no, I just thought he was a privileged little gay boy. But after that,
let's not label him that because he has not come out.
Or
yet.
Queer? Yeah, or he's not done anything.
He has not labeled anything.
Oh yes,
so, I don't want to.
But privileged, whatever.
Yes, that we can label him.
A privileged little queen, whether he's
gay or not.
And I was like, sure, he's fine. They're fine. But after that. Cow shit.
It's unforgivable.
Oh,
I can almost it's almost worse. It's almost worse than like taking a call in the middle of a concert than interacting with someone on an Instagram live.
So, because he wasn't trying to show off the concert,
I'm not sure what he was doing. I'm not sure what he was doing, but he was talking about his skincare while she was singing.
So talking in the auditorium to his phone.
I think he was chatting. That's how an Instagram live works. It's awful.
But still, usually with Instagram live, you just chat. Normally you like, I mean, yeah, I guess the person can chat, but normally Instagram live people
I think he's
talk.
Texting. I think the live thing is he's probably trying to show her, but he's texting after it. So he's not even being there.
I'm just asking these questions because I can't fathom why someone
doing
would
it?
Do this.
Oh, he's completely self-absorbed. And he thinks social media is real life.
The failure of that's on the parents.
I agree.
Someone didn't raise this kid right.
I don't think that Meredith had a big hand in raising her children. I'm just throwing that out there.
Think there was a nanny involved.
Yeah. I think...
A lot of boarding school.
Yeah. Part of me, this sounds awful. Part of me still wants to fuck Seth. Seth. I know I'm gross, but part of me still wants to fuck Seth.
You're pretty gross.
You would too.
No.
Oh, there's
not
something
Seth.
About him. Ooh.
No.
Not Lisa's husband.
Lisa. No, honestly.
Watch that trailer, y'all. You know it is incredible.
You know whose husband's kind of hot to me? Because I bet he's freaky, but it's Whitney's husband.
No! What's wrong with you?
He does freaky deaky shit.
Yeah, but why would you want to fuck that?
Well, you know, we were just talking about housewife husbands.
Yucks.
Anyway,
let's move on. This has been Poodle's Broadway Corner!
No, that's good. Well, I'm sorry. I'm still kind of shocked from that. I'm still.
I thought I would shock you.
I don't know where to go from this. I'm just. Oh, wait.
Laid an egg. I'm ready. It's the day after the big fight.
I really should one of these times actually just pull out an egg.
Y'all, there's not a lot here, Virginia and Submit. Just know that Submit is doing his best. Jordan Catalano. Leaning against a wall.
He is.
And Jenny's doing her best.
She's going,
Angela Chase's grandmother.
Yes. Murray looks so good like that. Rand,
do you think Jordan Catalano will notice me?
He just throws that chicken feet at me and I go, I start pecking.
Ricky, your hair looks so good today.
So good.
So she goes for a walk. And so, again, you're going to hate me, but I think this is important information to tell sissies that because Kyle told me this morning, they posted on 90 Day Fiancé's Twitter. It's like they don't want to give us everything and they want us to fucking follow everyone everywhere. I'm like, just put it in the episode. But 90 Day Fiancé posted, he was gone for his parents for an hour.
We did not know that.
We did not know that.
We thought it was like 2 minutes.
No, he left Chicken Jenny sitting in that house for one fucking hour.
That's scarier than the sty on your eye.
Yeah. 1 hour.
Wow.
So.
What a piece of shit.
So do you think Jenny overreacted now?
Yeah. No.
I didn't actually think so. We didn't think so from the get-go. She was a little aggressive.
No.
An hour. After he had already been kidnapped.
He thought he just left again.
So he left her for an hour in that fucking house. What a piece of shit.
And she says, I didn't know what was going on. I thought I'd lost you again. And
thought it was worse. Thought I lost you. I thought, well, I can't get up there and get the feet myself. Who's going to throw it down for me? Smith, I'm hungry. Smith, I'm hungry. It's hot.
I can't fly long distances.
Well, you know you clip my wings. You clip my wings.
So he says,
I feel like you did not support me.
So
the fact that we know now he was gone for an hour and he can still say you did not support me.
Well, here's what happens. When Submit loses a mama, he needs to gain another mama.
He does.
And so the fact that she did not mother him.
Yeah.
Is what he can't handle.
Wait, because he wants a mother hen.
Oh.
It all
mind alone. Oh, here's an egg.
Mother hen.
So,
oh my god.
And y'all, and so she says they do hug it out and they do apologize. They apologize for yelling. She said, I apologize for yelling at you. Submit says, I regret nothing, but I am torn because my mother I'm going to try to keep repairing this. And connecting with them. And then so they both kind of mutually decide, let's just kick this can further down the road. We'll worry about it later.
Yeah, because he brings up it'll be hard for her to understand Indian culture. He talks about that. And yeah, Jenny just looks at me and she says, I think how many times have we heard her say, what do we do now?
Every episode.
She said he needs to start acting like a husband and support me. My only hope in this is that Jenny, this is the first time Jenny has actually said what about me. She's never uttered those words. So maybe she's finally starting to say that, but I just don't have faith.
The problem is now that they're married, which was her goal, it's now going to be about, but I can't give up on this. If they had not gotten married last season, I thought she might have a chance of leaving him. They're married now. I think Jenny said, well, we worked so, her thought process is going to be, we worked so hard for that. I can't leave now.
And I know that, yeah, I agree. I know that they teased that she brings up going to the U.S. The more I've thought about it, I don't think Sumit will. Because I think Jenny, he married her, but Jenny doesn't take care of him like his mom, doesn't baby him.
That's true.
Well, why would he go to the U.S. where he knows he'll have to be his own person and
work?
What
is interesting is Sumit, next week, Sumit does bring up working. And it turns out he would have to be away, and Jenny is going to have a problem with that.
I only see one day a week.
Now, an Indian sissy who does email me with her thoughts about this said, again, when she saw this, Sumit is right. When he said that when people found out about him marrying, that his mother would be shamed and not invited to any social functions, and she would be a social outcast.
Wait, so yeah,
so
we saw that.
That what Sumit is saying is correct in his mother's social circle. But
I thought you were done.
But what you have to decide if you're Sumit is, am I living my life for me, or am I living life for my parents? Now, the Indian answer is complicated because, as we heard him say, for Indians, your family is a huge, huge part of your life. So it's an unwinnable situation, I think.
But also, if you're Sumit and you're so concerned about your family's happiness and them, their status and all that, wouldn't it be better for you to just move away and go
it
live
would.
Your life? Because then you're not there in India
and
as
you're
a
not,
reminder to shame them.
And you
so
can't,
they can move on.
Exactly.
So he's holding, really, he's holding his family and Jenny prisoner
yes.
by his selfishness.
Because he can't make a decision either way.
Yes. So yep. it's the pinnacle of selfishness.
Yep. Yep. Anyway, that's the show.
That's the show. Oh, this was a good episode to talk about.
It was. This was a good episode of the show.
Who knew, y'all? Hey, who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
All right, everybody. Come see us on the Doublet
Come
Tour.
See us on the Doublet Tour.
It's going to be lit. Right?
Is that what the kids say?
I guess so. It's going to be lit.
Poppin'.
So come see us. Go to our Instagram or to our
TikTok.
TikTok and go to our Linktree link there
TikTok.
Get links to those shows. Also, again, check out the collab I did, or the Cray Cray. Check out Poodle did an episode last week with Blighty Day Fiance talking
yes.
about Seeking Sister Wives finale.
That's right. This
I don't think
we
talked about it on the
oh
free feed yet.
Oh my god!
Maybe we did. I don't remember. It was last week. It all blurred up.
Maybe
you
we
did
didn't.
That.
I did do. I did do an episode. With Michelle from Blighty Day Fiancé talking about the Seeking Sister Wives finale, season 4 finale. That was one of the most bonkers episodes of television I've ever seen.
Yes.
I'm still thinking about it.
Uh-oh.
Michelle and I talked about an hour and 20 minutes about it because there were moments that we still could not get past.
So if you want, y'all are messaging about that. So that's on the free feed or on the
Patreon. We had so much fun doing it. But and some people ask, you guys just needed to put a podcast. There's no time. And this bitch would kill me.
I don't care if you do a podcast with somebody else,
but I'm saying there's no time.
Yeah, you don't have time.
We'll do things occasionally with each other.
That'll
probably.
She's someone who Michelle is almost gayer than you.
She's very
so
gay.
So y'all get along famously
she is
well.
She's quite gay.
She's good people. They're
she's
her and Robin
gay.
Too.
When she brought up the gospel at Colonus, which is very obscure.
She's actually kind of pretentious gay like you are.
Yeah.
So it's a good fit.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all get mad.
And I was like, that is even nicher than I would bring up. When she described the Davis wedding as a production of the gospel at Colonus that did not have enough black people.
I don't even know what any of that means.
It's an all black show.
I don't need to know what that means.
You don't.
I don't need to know.
And they were in Grecian dresses. Sorry.
Again, who knows?
If you know what gospel of Colonus is, you're dying at this point.
Anyway.
If you don't, you're like, why is that funny?
You're like, why is that funny?
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, so check that out. And then Single Life, again, coming out early for people on Patreon and then for everybody else on the free feed.
Yeah.
Thank God we had one Smother was off this week, but then next week we're just raw.
No, we're
off.
Getting fucked.
Getting fucked, everybody. So the next time we have a low period and you say, oh, there's not enough shows. Shush.
You better shut your fucking mouth.
Shut your mouth. All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, dudes?
Yes. And if you're seeing a former Wicked star in concert, don't do an Instagram Live. And if you do, don't call us.
Don't call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.